I want to share a precious thought with you tonight. Accepted in the Beloved. You can't see it because I lost my flash drive. But if you have your Bibles or some device where you can look up a Bible, a verse, Ephesians 1:6. Ephesians 1:6. This says, to the praise of the glory of His grace. By grace, this is God's gift, and it is His empowering. It is by His grace we accomplish any of our salvation. So to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein, in that grace, He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. I want you to consider what he says there, accepted, we are accepted of God in the Beloved. Now what a state of privilege we have in being accepted by God. Now this, we were not accepted because we were sin beings. We were creatures of sin. We were our father was the devil. We had carried the sin nature from Adam and brought it into our time. So being accepted means our justification. Justification means that God declared us righteous. You see, it's not us doing righteous things. It's Him declaring us righteous. That's justification. That's our salvation. But the term acceptance in the Greek means really quite a bit more than just justification. In the verb form of the noun, it's the word grace. Accepted here is the word grace. And so it carries the meanings to be graceful, as a butterfly, whatever, charming, lovely, agreeable, to look on with grace, to compass with favor, to honor with blessings. This is what he says we are, you see. If we are accepted, we are objects of God's satisfaction, even His delight. All this in the word accepted. How marvelous that we, mortals made from clay, sinners by birth and sinners by choice, that we should be loved by God. The explanation is given here. How could this be? We are accepted in the Beloved. In the Beloved. Now, some Christians feel accepted when their spirits are high and their hopes are bright. They feel God accepts them since they are heavenly minded and drawn to things above. They're on a high road, you see. But when their souls lie in the dust, they fear they are no longer accepted. Like God looks and says, no, not today, not today. So let us realize that our high joys do not exalt us. Our low despondencies do not remove us from God's sight. We stand accepted in the one who never changes. If you can just grab a hold of that, it'll smooth out the rocky feeling you have in your salvation. We have become one who is always beloved by God. We are someone who is always perfect in His sight. Always perfect. Always without spot or wrinkle. So how much happier we might be, how much more we honor our Savior when we realize that it's eternal. Jesus, if you remember, gently corrected His disciples when they began to glory in the powers He gave them over evil spirits. Luke 10:20. Notwithstanding, Jesus said to them, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. This is the great miracle. This is the great power of God. So then rejoice, believer, that God has accepted you in the Beloved. You may look within and say, but there's nothing acceptable here. I still have bad thoughts when somebody treats me badly. I still am tempted and have to fight these things. Nothing acceptable here. Well, you're looking in the wrong place. Look to Christ and see that everything is acceptable there. Your sins trouble you, but God put them someplace that he couldn't see. He cast them behind his back. Isn't that an interesting picture? And he accepts you in his righteous one. Listen to Isaiah 38:17. See if you can look that one up. It's a longer verse and has wonderful things to say. Isaiah 38:17. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness. The King James margin says this could be translated, on my peace came great bitterness. I had peace, then I lost it, I had great bitterness. The next phrase says, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit, that pit of despair. The Hebrew here is literally, and I love this, thou hast loved my soul from the pit. Isn't that wonderful? He loved us out of the pit of corruption. For thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. We know this is symbolic. He doesn't have a back. He doesn't have a front. He doesn't have legs. He doesn't have eyes. But he sees and he feels, and he has put the sins away where even he doesn't see them. Now, in our practical daily life, we still must fight our corruption, wrestle with our temptation, but eternally you stand accepted in him. We are not a person who gets lost every other day to get saved again some other time. We're the person who are the children of God, therefore always his, but sometimes we make our father upset and we have to make it right with our dad. You stand accepted in him who has overcome the powers of evil. So the devil tempts you, but be of good cheer. He cannot destroy you. For you are accepted in him who has broken Satan's head. Know your glorious standing with full assurance. Know it. Accept it. Be assured of it. Even, think of this, the saints in heaven. Who do you know is in heaven? You know? Norvin. I was trying to remember Norvin's name today. I was coming up with Nelbrook and all kinds of weird things. Norvin. Finally came up with Norvin. Here's a saint in heaven because he was accepted of God. But he and my parents and others are no more accepted while they're standing in heaven than you are here on earth. They are accepted in heaven because they're accepted in the blood, but right in the beloved. But right now, you are accepted in Christ in exactly the same way. I find that a precious thought. Accepted by God because we are in the beloved.